was unable to join us today, so in his place, I would like to thank you for joining in on today's call. Our goal, as always, is to keep the lines of communication between our organization and you as open as possible. First up today, we have Bobby Noakley, who will introduce us to the new Chip Sports Pub and Top Golf Swing Suite. That is hard to say, Swing Suite. At the Luminary, Bobby, you'll have to use star 2 to unmute yourself, but we'd love to hear an update on your new offering there at the hotel.
Hey, good morning. With you? You got me?
Great. Yep.
Yeah. Good morning. It's a pleasure to be on amongst peers this morning. Good morning, Lee County. Bobby Noakley, General Manager of Luminary Hotel and Company. Downtown Fort Myers looks great today, heading into Edison Festival weekend. So we're really excited to open our fifth outlet here at Luminary. Chip's Sports Pub, featuring two Top Golf Swing Suites. So a fantastic social experience for our leisure and our group guests. So we've got some technology in this restaurant. We've got two Top Golf Swing Suite simulators that feature 40 of the top courses from around the world, St. Andrews, Pebble Beach, and some courses from Southwest Florida, actually. So we're real excited for that. Nothing like it in the downtown area. We've got a great casual pub menu lined up. Chef Mark Hyman, our executive complex chef, has taken a nod from some famous courses and some turns around the country and has put a twist, and that is our menu. So we're really excited. I'm excited particularly about the pimento cheese sandwich, a little nod to Augusta there. But anyways, great offering. We'll be open 3 to 11 to start. We are opening Friday, a super soft opening with a very busy weekend ahead in downtown Fort Myers, but we do have the green light to open tomorrow. So super excited about that. We appreciate all the local support from our peers and local government, and we're going to be rocking. We're going to be hitting some balls this weekend. We're going to have some cold drinks, signature cocktails. So come on by. We can't wait to have you.
Very exciting, Bobby. And I know, unfortunately, I missed the ribbon cutting, but I know some of our team was there and are really excited about not only what this brings to the Luminary, but what it brings to downtown and, you know, the vibrancy, you know, that it adds to the downtown area. Yeah. And as you said, super I know excited. Everybody is super excited for the parade this weekend and you know, looks like we're going to have great weather and you know, it's a great way to kick off the busiest week of the year in Lee County for sure. But thank you for joining us this morning and giving everybody an update. And I know lots of folks are going to want to get by and see what you've got to offer.
Thank you so much for allowing us time to speak about it. Thank you.
Absolutely. All right. Our next speaker this morning is Bill Welsh from CareerSource, who is going to share some information on their disaster relief program. And I can tell you that the VCB team has taken advantage of this, allowing us to hire a few FGCU interns who are helping us out during this time. So we're grateful for the program. Bill, if you do have to unmute yourself, star 2, but we look forward to hearing from you this morning.
Well, thank you very much. Yes, this is Bill Welch, Business Services at CareerSource Southwest Florida. Thanks for the great plug. Yes, we've got, real quickly, I've got several different training grants that I'd like to share with both. I'll start with the disaster grant one for nonprofits and government entities. Any nonprofits and government entities, we have a grant where we are able to put individuals that were displaced because of Hurricane Ian or as unemployed because of Hurricane Ian and put them to work with nonprofit organizations as well as government entities for up to a year or 2,080 hours, whichever comes first. It is actually through a third-party staffing agency, so Workforce Comp is taken care of. the all the payroll is taken care of. All the supplies that nonprofit or government entities would need is also supplied, no charge whatsoever, no cost. And the idea is that these are temporary positions for up to a year. The agreement we have with the nonprofit organizations and government entities are for 2 years, but I expect it to be longer than that because there's so much damage here in Southwest Florida. The idea is that you're able to go ahead and utilize this grant for the nonprofits and government entities for that duration. But if you wanted to hire an individual that is working through you, you're more than welcome to hire them on permanently. That's the whole goal of this grant, is to help displaced individuals get full-time employment. The other idea is it doesn't matter where the candidates come from. So if you've got volunteers right now, especially for nonprofit organizations that want to utilize this, you could actually refer those individuals over to us, and we will see if they're eligible for this grant and get them back over to you getting paid. So that's number one. The other grants we have for profit companies is one is the work experience, and this is for our youth. This is a grant from 16 to 24 year old youths that are in or out of school youth, that if they are checking out a career or wanting to check out a position to see whether or not they want to proceed with that, you, once again, they're on our payroll. We do a background drug test, and it's for 480 hours. And it's an idea of somebody that probably would need some soft skills training. You know, okay, you got to put the phone away, you got to make sure you're here on time. But it is definitely a great opportunity to have people come check out your industry and the different occupations for the nonprofit or for profits. And at the end of this work experience time of 480 hours, you are more than welcome to proceed forward and hire those individuals on directly. The other program we've got for for-profit employers is our on-the-job training program. That is, once again, a lot of our services in the program, it's the employer that has to be eligible. In this one, it's the candidate or the new hire. If there's a skills gap between the job description and the background of the individual coming and interviewing for the position, we will be able to pay up to 75% of the wages for up to 6 months to allow that person to get trained and be an asset to you. It's a win-win. Usually a lot of times the candidates are able to get their foot in the door with a great organization that usually would not be able to because they are lacking the skills. And for the employer, it's like a diamond in the rough for the new hire, and where you're able to shape and really change them into a diamond because you have some financial offset by us reimbursing you for part of the wages to be, have become an excellent employee, and allows you to build some bench. So those are the two major programs we have for the for-profit entities. And I would just say reach out to us at CareerSource Southwest Florida if you want to have more information or to sit down and have a customized meeting to find out how we could best serve you.
All right, Bill. Well, thank you for that information. We very much appreciate you sharing. I'll ask if anybody has a question for Bill. You're welcome to go ahead and ask that question. All right, Bill, it looks like they don't have any questions at this time, but reach out to Bill or the team at CareerSource if you have any questions about those disaster relief programs. Big helping hand to organizations during this very difficult time. So we very much appreciate it. And thanks for joining us, Bill.
Yes, thank you.
Our next speaker is Jeff Mielke. Jeff, if you haven't done so, remember to unmute yourself.
Hey, Tam, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, I've got this star two thing figured out, I think.
I say that and then I put myself on mute and, you know, embarrass myself. So you would think after all this time we'd have it figured out, huh?
Yeah, so I appreciate the opportunity to just give a quick update. We are really kind of starting to get back into full swing with our sports tourism products. Obviously, we don't do a ton in our busy season. We really focus on the April through December time frame of our calendar, but we do have a lot of stuff going on. We just hosted a couple successful soccer events out at Kelly Road. Roy Hobbs has his Sunshine Classic going in full steam at Player Development Complex and a few games at Terry Park. We do have an up and coming basketball clinic this weekend, which most of you know the Fort Myers Tip Off, which is owned and operated by Intersport, which we've been partnering with now for a number of years. They've been trying to find ways to give back to our community, and this weekend there is a rescheduled youth basketball clinic at North Fort Myers Recreation Center. About 80 kids are expected, and they're doing that in partnership with Lee Health. So, again, you know, the fact that the Fort Myers Tip-Off folks are really trying to have a year-round presence in our community is something that makes all of us happy. We certainly have spring training coming up. I'm going to see if Mark or Sean is on the phone here in a moment. We do have a large gymnastics event happening the first weekend of March down at Estero Rec Center, which will certainly fill quite a large number of hotel rooms. And then after spring training is over, then we're going to turn our attention to, high school baseball state championships, which we just signed a new multi-year agreement with them. So we're going to continue to be the home of high school baseball state finals. And I can certainly speak on behalf of spring training, but I'd rather see if Mark or Sean is on the phone to add any comments they might want to make. Are you guys on? Star two to unmute.
Jeff, I'm on. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead, Mark.
Mark Weber, Minnesota Twins. Thank you for letting us join in today. Our first spring training game is next Saturday. February 25th at 1:05, and we're ready and for fans to come back to the park. Our first our pitchers and catchers are working out today, and our first full team workout is Monday, along with an open house that we are hosting from 10 to 2 with Lee Health. It's a health fair, and one of the highlights of the event we will be having free EKG screenings for any people 17 and under, which seems to be something that we should all participate in it if we can. So anybody that comes to the free health fair on Monday with your kids, please do that. And then we'll have on-field interaction with our players following our first full team workout. The one other thing that we're doing next Thursday, there's a few tickets left for our chamber luncheon, a talking baseball luncheon at our Twins Players Academy. We're partnering with the Greater Fort Myers Chamber. The featured speakers will be Derek Falvey, President of Baseball Operations for the Twins, and Heim Bloom, Chief Baseball Officer for the Red Sox. So they'll be talking baseball. That starts at 11 o'clock and is done at 1 o'clock, and you'll be able to eat in our players' dining facility, and then we'll go to Champions Hall for the program. So if you want to sign up for that, contact the Greater Fort Myers Chamber, and there's a few spots left for that. But we're ready and open for business, and look forward to hosting everybody in the community to our park this spring.
Thanks, Mark. Sean, are you on by any chance? I thought Sean was on, but he had left me a note that said that they are 100% operational out at JetBlue Park. They're loaded with fans watching workouts. Their ballpark tours have basically been selling out, which means there's a lot of tourists in town. And their ticket sales are back to pre-pandemic numbers. So excited to hear that. Good for our tourism industry. As we all know, we've had a rough 4 years with spring training between COVID and lockouts and things like that. So we're looking for to return to some normalcy there. That's about all. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, sorry, man. I pressed R2 twice, so my apologies.
No worries.
Mark, thank you for your update. Yeah, I'm excited to see Mark's operation in action because they do it so well. Just a couple other quick things to add. Tonight is the governor's dinner. Mark, I presume you're probably heading up in Dunedin, so we'll be there with Alex Cora, our manager, and Heim Bloom, our chief, our president of baseball operations. And even more importantly, this coming Saturday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., we have an open house here at the ballpark, open to all fans. We're expecting between 3 and 4,000 fans. We'll have some players here to sign autographs. We'll have discounted concession items, a scavenger hunt for the kids, photo ops. It's going to be a great, great event. And then we hit the ground running with our team meeting coming this Monday, our Major League team meeting, and then certainly the proclamation where we'll be there with the Twins down at the commissioner's meeting Tuesday morning. And, Jeff, I'm sure we'll see you there. So we're excited, ready to go, 100% operational, and so thankful for our partners in not only Fort Myers but certainly Lee County to get this facility ready for our fans.
To both of you, you both mentioned open houses. Where can people find more information and the hours to your open houses?
So with us, it's available on our social media assets that we've pushed out, and it's a free event for us, but just push people to our Facebook page, and that's where they can find out the information about our fan open house.
Similar, Jeff, it's on our twins.com website. It's 10 to 2, it's free, and similar to them with our social media channels, etc.
Perfect. So anybody that's on the line, you've got kids, you've got family, spread the word to your staff that there's these free open houses, and they're a lot of fun. And I encourage everyone to get out there and participate. So if anybody else has any sports questions, that would be it for our report, Tam.
All right. Anybody have any questions for Jeff or Mark or Sean? All right. I'm not hearing anyone. Thank you, gentlemen, for joining us this morning. We appreciate it very much. Very excited about spring training this year. Ready to see a normal spring training or semi-normal spring training after the last few years. I know it's been a little bit of tough going, and we're super excited to have things getting back to normal. Very brief update from the VCB, and then we'll open it up for any questions you have. Star indicates that hotel occupancy for the week of February 5th through 11th was 81.8% with an ADR of 235.20. That leads to a RevPAR of 192.47. Just kind of digging into the data a little bit, which I know all of you know, the weekdays continue to outperform the weekends. But I do see some increase in weekend occupancy the last couple of weeks, and I'm hoping that means that the marketing effort that we launched last month is beginning to kick in, and we're starting to see the benefits of that. Sales team will be on the road next week attending the Florida Association of Meeting Planners event, February 21st and 22nd. And then also we've got the New York SAE Trade Show Theater Client Event and some sales calls going on February 22nd through 23rd. On the PR side, we're starting to get more and more inquiries about how the recovery effort is going, giving us a chance to really put some positive news out there. And we're trying to take advantage of every single one of those. And as you can imagine, some of them pop up at the last minute. We had a Weather Channel here yesterday, a little bit unexpectedly, but it was a great opportunity to share a little bit about the good news story. And, we're really excited to be able to do that. With that said, I'm going to stop talking and give you the chance to ask questions or share information with us. So remember, you have to hit *2 to unmute yourself in order to be able to do so. So we'll be quiet. Very quiet out there this morning. No one has a question or has something they want to share with the group?
I'll share something. It's Tony up here at Twin Waters on Captiva.
Hey, Tony. Go ahead, Tony.
Okay. Just to let everybody know that, you know, we're looking forward to having our first Chamber of Commerce lunch on the islands, and it'll be at Twin Waters on Wednesday, the 22nd. So I don't have a fireplace anymore in the New Crow's Nest, so if you're Catholic and you need ashes for Ash Wednesday, you'll have to go somewhere else. That's all I got.
All right, Tony. Well, I know I'm looking forward to participating in that chamber event, and I know there'll probably be a bunch of others.
Yeah, thanks, Matt. We're also trying to give, Doug is going to try to give a tour of the new Crow's Nest and the lower part as we rename it. And if you have time to stick around, probably after the lunch, he'll give a nice tour. The views are going to be very nice up there for sure. Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks for that update, Tony. Exciting. I think I heard someone else, so feel free to go ahead and go now.
That was me. This is Lisa at Edison and Fort Winter Estates. Good morning.
Good morning.
Just wanted to let everyone know, in keeping with the spring training theme, that we're going to host our vintage baseball game again this year. It'll be on March 26th at Terry Park. And then on March 24th and 25th, we're going to have some presentations on the history of spring training here in Fort Myers at our site. So for any of the hotel guests that might be looking for something to do in the area, please send them our way. And the presentations at our site are included with general admission. And then admission for the baseball game at Terry Park is just $5. So it's a very reasonable fee for everyone.
That's awesome. Thank you for that update, Lisa.
Thank you.
Anyone else have anything they want to share this morning? All right. Well, we appreciate you joining us today. Our next call will be a week from today, Thursday, February 23rd at 9 a.m. using the same call-in info as today. We look forward to you joining us next week and are available to you between now and then if you have anything you need to share with us. Somebody else have something they want to say? All right. Well, have a great week and we'll talk to you again next week. Thanks so much.